The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Welcome into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. For those of you who thought you were getting rid of me, I'm still here. Still standing one more hour on the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ. Rose Gray is back with us this week. You got a nice little base tan going over there.
Oh, it was sunny and hot. We had a couple of rainy days, but you know, everybody knows in the Caribbean what ends up happening is it comes, it dumps on you, and it leaves. We really didn't have a real long stretch of horrible rainy weather. So 85 and sunny while you guys were, I don't know, it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't miserable, but it certainly wasn't 85 and sunny. I will say that. We got Andrea, who's on the line as well. She was with you on that Dominican Republic trip. Andrea, how are you adjusting to the Midwestern life now that you're back?
This morning, I'm not as happy as I was waking up in the Dominican Republic, that's for sure.
So, full transparency, we should let everybody know that Andrea, who fills in with me, for me periodically and also manages one of our branch locations, Sheboygan, and is also the manager of our Destination Weddings team, is my daughter. So, this was supposed to be a Costa Rica spring break trip that was going to happen in March. So, instead, it became a Dominican Republic trip that was happening over Thanksgiving, and before you knew it, we had 13 extended friends and family members that were joining us. So Andrea was in the group that came on Monday. I was in the group that traveled on Sunday, and we all convened on a Monday evening, and we can talk a little bit about all of the experiences. So Andrea, let us know what you felt about the whole Frontier airline situation.
Well, if Frontier is probably nobody's first choice of airline. Ever since they teamed up with Spirit a few years ago, they kind of became the new budget airline. So you can really find some scarily low deals with them. I mean, there's some really, really good rates. And in lots of cases, because two of our Fun and Sun partners that we use for tour packages, Apple Vacations and Funjet Vacations, they use them for their what used to be known as charters. Now they're the exclusive nonstop vacation flights down to a handful of destinations throughout Mexico and the Caribbean throughout the year out of Chicago. When you pair those up with some of these resorts, you can get some really phenomenal deals that you just can't find when you pair them up with some of the bigger airlines like Delta, American, United, some of those like that. So we wanted a really great deal. We knew what we were kind of getting. We got a really great deal. And so we were kind of, again, walking into what we knew. They have really, really great rates because they don't really have any of those frills and extra services that some of the other carriers have. You do have to pay for carry-ons. You do have to pay for checked bags. Those fees are a little bit higher than some of the other carriers have. They don't offer any in-flight food or beverage services without typically pre-COVID without paying for them. Now they don't offer anything because of that. And you do have to pay for any seat assignment that you want prior to airport check-in. They'll give you seat assignments when you arrive, but you do run that risk of kind of being anywhere. So if you are a little more particular about where you sit, like some of us.
Some of us seat snobs in the party.
I was going to say, I don't typically have a huge problem with it.
Oh, you're just one of those guys that's put me anywhere,
well,
right?
I don't fly as often and for the length of the flight as you guys do. So, like, if it's just somewhere domestically, yeah, I'll roll the dice with that, I suppose. But if it's going to be a bit of a longer flight, I suppose I would probably look into
Dominican
it a little more.
Dominican is 4.5 down and 5 back.
I guess that's not terrible.
Yeah. So a couple of us paid for the extended extra 4 inches. There's 3 rows that offer that.
Talking.
And a couple of us paid, it's $60 extra. So by the time you bundle up some of these ancillary fees, check bags, carry-on bags, seat assignments, et cetera, you got to be careful that you're still doing a good job of being sensible. But, Andrea, we both agreed that the sanitary protocols were perfectly lovely on Frontier.
Absolutely. Yep. Something new that I hadn't experienced before was when we were getting on the plane. They had us pull our masks down and they took a picture of us when they grabbed our boarding pass, and I kind of just wonder what that was about. But actually, I figured it out that when we were arriving in Punta Cana and we were going through customs and immigration, once they scanned our passport, not only did our passport photo show up, but the photo that they took before we got on the aircraft also showed up. So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, they definitely were monitoring that everybody was wearing their masks unless you were actively eating or drinking. They had to be pulled up over your nose. They made sure that if you were planning on sleeping, that you had it all figured out before you laid down to sleep, because they didn't want your mask falling down. So yeah, it was probably the cleanest aircraft I've ever been on. It smelled very clean. They really just had, again, really no frill services. They didn't have the beverage carts up and down because they just didn't want any of those high touch, opportunities. And yeah, it was very uneventful, which is always good when it comes to a flight. And when we arrived in Punta Cana, we had temperature checks. And then we actually had, all of us had opted to take something called VIP service, which I think Rose and I can kind of just briefly talk about. It was something that is new that's offered. If any of you have been to Jamaica in Montego Bay, they offer something called Club Mobe. So this is very similar to that. It's kind of a fast track way to get you through customs and immigration. And in this case, again, with COVID going on and with lines being a little bit longer because of social distancing, it really was kind of a lifesaver with us, because we were traveling with small kids. So there was somebody waiting for us right when we got off the plane, holding a little placard with our name on it. Again, fast passed us through the customs process. They actually put us in a nice little comfy lounge with beer, water, and soda. And they went and took our bag tags, our tickets that they give you when you check in. So hold on to those if any of you are going to be doing this. Lots of us throw those away usually. They went and collected our bags, brought us back. We completely bypassed the immigration area where you had to put your bags back through a security or a scanning process, put us right to the front of the line to get through, stamping our passports, and took us right out to where our transfer vehicle was waiting. So it was a really, really slick process. So if any of you have been to Punta Cana in the past and are thinking of going again, any one of our travel consultants can certainly kind of guide you in the VIP service, because I personally believe it was 100% worth it.
Andrea, we got to take a quick break. You're going to hang out with us through the break so we can hear more about this trip to the Dominican Republic when we come back. Does that work for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. All righty. Andrea's on the phone with us. Her mom, Rose Gray, hanging out with us in studio. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Plenty more coming up next.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose Gray back from the Dominican Republic. She is co-hosting the program here with us today, and we've also got Andrea on the line. She was along with for all the fun down in the Dominican Republic while the rest of us were here celebrating Thanksgiving in not brutal cold.
No,
still cold. 40s versus 80s.
Right.
I'll probably take the 80s.
Yeah. So we want to talk a little bit more about this VIP service. We want to let everybody know that right now, the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana especially, is randomly selecting 3-10% of arriving passengers for breath tests for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure how a third world country like the DR has a breath test that gives them instant results, but it does. And we've discovered that by doing the VIP service, you are fast-tracked through that, and it just doesn't seem like you're selected. But again, Fox, nor I, nor Andrea would ever tell you buy the VIP service, because it's $60 a person.
Mm-hmm.
We want to point that out. Right, Andrea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, it was $60, and I think they did give us a discount for the kids under 12, so that was kind of helpful, because we had, I don't know, 8 of them. So yeah, it was, to me, like I said, it was absolutely worth it. I was trying to kind of look to see where that breath test was happening or taking place. And like I said, we were on the move so incredibly fast, we didn't even really see where that was. But no one in our party and no one in your party was selected for that. I think you did see somebody.
Yep, we saw the line and we saw where they were randomly picking somebody. So some people.
As of right now, when we went, there was no travel requirements. You didn't need to get a negative COVID test before traveling. You didn't need to fill any forms out. It was just that that random selection of the breath test. The day after we got home, so actually starting on the 29th of November, they did actually change that. So there are some, there's two forms that need to be filled out. I went online actually on Monday and just did it just to kind of see what it was. And it's very similar to a customs form. It just had your, you know, your name, where you're going to be staying, your permanent address here in the U.S. It did ask the customs forms, and then it did have a small section about health, you know, requirements, like have you had COVID in the past? Have you been in contact? Do you have any symptoms? So it was a very, very simple process, and it does appear that you can either up until January 1, you can fill the forms out physically when you get to the airport in the DR, or you can do it online ahead of time.
Alrighty, let's. I want to ask a little bit about Rose and Andrea. Rose and I were talking here in the break a little bit. I want to hear some of the fun stuff. I want to hear about where exactly you stayed. From what I understand, from what Rose was saying, this is sounds like a golfer's paradise, right?
The Dominican Republic has some really amazing golf courses. My husband and my dad, who were both along, knew that they wanted to golf at least twice. So we actually found a brand new hotel called Dreams Macau. For those of you that have been anywhere in the Caribbean or Mexico before, have probably heard of the Dreams brand. There's probably, I don't know, 15 to 20 of them kind of scattered throughout Mexico and the Caribbean. And they're a fantastic family property. This resort actually opened in December of 2019. Unfortunately, they were only open for about 3 months when COVID hit. So they did close down for I think up until October 1. And so, yeah, everything just felt very new, very fresh, very modern, which I like in a hotel. It's the only hotel that's actually on Macau Beach. So it is on the Atlantic side, about 25 minutes from the airport. So the water is actually a little rougher in that area. But if you are somebody who is a surfer or a boogie boarder, it was awesome. There's actually a surf school right next door to Dreams Macau. Oh. So that was kind of fun. And the beach is wide and beautiful. I think that there's no other resorts on either side of you. So it's a nice long stretch that you can walk. There's a little kids water park and then a big kids water park, which even some of the adults in our group enjoyed the big kids.
Oh, let everybody know I did it.
Her grandkids were along, so they convinced her she needed to go down the slide. I mean, these are like pretty big, like Wisconsin Dell like slides that they have at the big kids water park. There's a fun lazy river. The little kids water park is kind of one of those, you know, zero depth entry that kind of goes up to your knees, and they have some slides and some water guns and those big buckets that fill out and dump. And so, yeah, my children, who are 4 and 11, just like lived in those water parks. It was perfect. And then they did also have like 3 or 4 other pools kind of scattered throughout, including an adults only pool. If you were staying in the higher kind of VIP level called the Preferred Club that you had access to. So if you wanted to get away from that, those water parks were pretty far removed from that, so you wouldn't hear, you know, any of those kids or anything like that. And truthfully, the first couple of days we were there, the hotel was at 26% occupancy. So it truly felt like we had that resort to ourselves. I mean, it was very cool. And they definitely did, around the pools, in the restaurants, remove some of those pool chairs, some of the tables at the restaurants to allow for extra social distancing. I was a little worried if they removed some of those tables that we might not be able to get into the restaurants. But again, at 26% occupancy, we had no problem at all getting into anywhere that we wanted. So that was really nice, too.
And we should tell everybody that one night we were able to arrange a private dinner. One of the children was having a birthday while we were there. So we were able to arrange a private dinner in the wine cellar. While that was going on, the circus performers were running around the property because there was going to be a circus that night. They brought them in for our little celebrant.
Yeah.
So that was very cool. So they really did treat us very, very nicely. It was top-notch service all the way around.
That is so cool. Andrea, any parting thoughts here? Any final thoughts about the Dominican Republic trip before we let you go?
I had some, you know, reservations going in just because I hadn't traveled since February, but I truly, truly felt safer, cleaner at this resort than I did probably even at my own house, and certainly going into, you know, grocery stores, big chain stores around here. I mean, everybody was on the same page with regard to mask wearing and sanitation. I mean, they truly were. We were calling them Ghostbusters because there was people, workers going all around sanitizing seats and rugs and everything. And I truly, the moment we got there, just had such a sense of relief and ease. And just to get away for a couple of days was so welcome and definitely kind of rejuvenated me. And I needed that again in my life. So that was, it was really, really great. And I would definitely recommend it for anybody who's willing to travel.
Awesome. We're glad you had a great time. Thanks for checking in and telling us how it was. Andrea at Fox World Travel. We appreciate you checking in this morning with us on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thanks.
All righty, we got to get a quick break in here. News coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rose Gray is hanging out with us for 30 more minutes, and we've got more coming your way on the Fox World Travel Show up next on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray, back from the Dominican Republic, back from the trip. She is with us. She is ready to watch that tan just slowly fade into the Wisconsin winter, aren't you?
Well, that's why they have tanning booths if I have to. I'm actually, Alex, looking every day at, could I squeeze a little 4-day to Cancun in before Christmas? I just don't know. I've got a lot of traveling to make up. Let me tell you, I missed out a lot.
What's your deadline on that? What's your absolute, like, I cannot go after this day. I got to stop looking.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't leave on Christmas Day. I think other than that, I'm probably still open to some possibilities.
Seeing the grandkids on Christmas or going off on a little trip? I don't know.
I just spent a week with them in the DR. That's enough.
If you've got a call, if you've got a question, if you've got a comment for Rose, give us a call. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line is 855-616-1620 on the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome in, Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is with us as well. She is the expert on travel from Fox World Travel. And she is answering your questions on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Gave out the number before the news. A couple of the people called in. They're ready to ask you questions, Rose. And this is an interesting one. Let's head over to Mike in Cedarburg. He's got a question about Hawaii. Thanks for hanging on, Mike. You're on WTMJ.
Yes, hi, good morning. I'm planning on taking my family to Maui right after the holidays and wanted to see if you had any customers that have gone to Hawaii. I know you have to have a COVID-19 NAAT test either uploaded or on a piece of paper when you land within 72 hours prior, and trying to get that and get the results before that could be problematic. So just wanted to see if you've had any listeners travel to Hawaii.
We did. And actually, you're exactly right. There's a couple of great websites out there. One is actually called HawaiiCOVID19.com. That is a state of Hawaii portal. And they do have up to the minute information about that testing. Because I'm sure, Mike, you've noticed this is just a very ongoing fluid situation. They keep changing their protocol and they keep telling us that this particular island is having a different rule than this particular island. We have to keep in mind that those islands are all different counties, and so they themselves can make some other choices. What we did hear from some of our customers that did travel to Hawaii is that they did have an issue with an unnamed drug store chain that was supposed to be one of the only accepted trusted testing travel partners. So they ended up paying the $150 for the overnight accepted test that they would take. So I would keep monitoring this because you're going after the first of the year. So things could possibly change. So keep checking those websites and make sure that you have the most up-to-date information.
From what you know right now, can you trust that unnamed pharmacy store with their test? They're telling me that you can do it and you can get it back within 2 to 3 days and it's approved. But if this was you, would you trust that or would you just go pay for the
A secondary plan in my back pocket. I would go with the trusted partner. I would move forward as if that was going to happen. But if I didn't have my results in 48 hours, I would probably move forward with the second plan.
Okay. So sounds good. And for your listeners that have gone to Hawaii recently, is everything pretty much open? Obviously, you got to have a mask and social distance, but is it fairly open still to go there?
Yeah, they were in Maui. They didn't even go to Oahu. They were just in Maui, and they said a couple of restaurants were boarded up and closed that they had wanted to go to because this was not their first time there, and they said everything was absolutely above board when it came to sanitary protocol for COVID-19. So they knew what to expect, and they had a great time. The beaches were lovely, and that's what they were going for, a week in a condo on a beach.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, Mike. We appreciate you listening and calling in. By the way, I went with one of those unnamed pharmacy tests when I had to get tested a little while back after my mother tested positive, right? You got to just go make sure. And it did take the 48 hours. It took all of the 48 hours, but it took the 48 hours to get the test back. So.
Perfect. And if that's what you're expecting, that's fine. This party of eight all got them back within 48 hours except one.
Mm.
And so that was what the sticking point was there.
And that's such a big trip to have hinge on, am I going to get this back? Something you cannot control.
Right.
So at that point, it might be best to just build it into the travel budget. Go ahead and get the one you know you're going to get the results back quickly enough. Already, it's 9:40 on the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ. We got Tim in Fond du Lac, who is holding out on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We will get to his question. We'll get to your questions as well. If you got them, give us a call, 855-616-1620. We got plenty more coming up here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Ask Hassleys.
How can I save money on a new mattress?
By spending more on a new mattress. Now through Monday, purchase any size Beautyrest or Serta iComfort mattress up to $999 and get a $100 MasterCard Rewards cash card. Spend over $1,000 and get $200 back. Or spend $2,000 or more and get $300 back.
So if I spend more,
you save more.
Fascinating.
Offer ends Monday at Hassleys Mattress. Open 9 to 9. Find a location near you or shop online at hassleys.com.
I'm Dr. Jeffrey Nisgoda with AZH Wave Centers. Along with Dr. Away Siddiqui, we've assembled a world-class staff at our nationally accredited facility. We utilize research-guided protocols and incorporate advanced technologies such as hyperbaric oxygen therapy to achieve truly remarkable outcomes.
Hyperbaric therapy helps to form new blood vessels, increase white blood cell activity, and stimulate cells, all of which are important for healing.
We are on the leading edge of treating those who've suffered concussions and traumatic brain injuries, and we are the only regenerative center that uses hyperbaric oxygen to enhance the amazing potential benefits of amniotic source stem cells to treat pain and degenerative joint disease.
Schedule your appointment at wavecenters.com today so you can experience the hyperbaric healing that hundreds of our patients already have.
Wound, artery, and vein experts, Wave Centers.
Hi, I'm Chef Paul Bartolotta of the Bartolotta Restaurants with the perfect gift idea for your holiday season. Purchase a Bartolotta gift card and you're not only giving a gift of a great meal, but a break from cooking at home. Your purchase also helps us employ people, which is essential for our community as a whole. So purchase an e-gift card online at Bartolottas.com and get a $20 holiday bonus for every $100 you spend. Happy holidays from all of us at the Bartolotta Restaurants, and thank you, Milwaukee, for 27 years of support.
The ultimate Christmas drive-thru experience. Capco's Kids to Kids Toy Drive, November 27th to December 31st in Grafton. Get into the holiday spirit from the comfort of your own car as toys are collected for children in need. Tickets at kidstokidstoydrive.com.
If you're an experienced real estate agent looking for a progressive firm, Benefit Realty wants to talk with you. Right now, we're offering strong incentives to experienced real estate agents who join our team, along with low fees, high splits, and training to keep you at the top of your game. Benefit Realty is a growing company because affordable commissions and full service are what prospective clients want. If you're knowledgeable, self-motivated, and goal-oriented, call 414-228-0499 and let's talk about how bright your future can be. One day, a 3.5 to 3.9% real estate commission structure will be commonplace. But for now, it's not the case. So you can pay 6% for what we can do for about half that, or you can pay less for full service. For some, it's hard to believe, but for our customers, they know it to be true. I'm Angela Calais with Benefit Realty, and our agents understand the meaning of great customer service. And you'll see, they're the cream of the crop. So don't pay more than you have to. Pay less. For full service with Benefit Realty, benefit-realty.com.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray here with us as well. She's the expert from Fox World Travel, answering your calls and text messages on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, and also rubbing it in our face that she got to go to the Dominican Republic last week while we were all still here. Let's head over to let's head over to Tim, who's in Fond du Lac. Tim has a question about that Dominican Republic trip and some of those VIP packages you were talking about earlier. Thanks for waiting, Tim. You're on WTMJ.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hi,
so,
Tim.
Rose, yeah. We booked a trip to the Dominican. We're staying at the Royal Suites Turquesa. We've been there before, and we really love it. With everything that's going on with COVID, you had mentioned the VIP and how they kind of, you know, shuttle you through that process of customs. Is that something that we can purchase after the fact?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, we can help you with it, or you can just go to PuntaCanaInternationalAirport.com. PuntaCanaInternationalAirport.com. And there's a section for VIP service. And what you basically do is request the service for arrival. You certainly could use it on the return when you depart. I mean, it's a lovely service, but it's one of those things where if you get there a couple hours early, you sit in their lounge and they give you cocktails and food and all that. That wasn't our MO. That's not what we were looking for on this trip. I wanted to be whisked right through customs. So it's $75 per person if you have up to two people, and it's $60 per person if you have three or more people. And if you remember from going to the Dominican Republic, you used to always deplane outside. Remember that? Remember that thatched roof? Right? Okay.
Yeah.
A couple of the airlines.
I can't wait.
Well, if you buy the VIP service, they come and get you in a golf cart. So you don't even have to mess around. But now on Frontier, we did get a jetway. We didn't have to deplane outdoors. And at the end of that jetway was a uniformed employee standing with that placard with our name on it. And it was smooth, smooth, smooth. Again, I never, ever would promise anybody that they're getting, you know, there's no possible way you're going to get that selection of the 3 to 10%, and that may change as we move forward, but it made our experience very, very pleasant, and to me it was well worth the money. So yep, and you basically go online, you tell them what time your flight is coming, you tell them who you are, and you pay for it via credit card upon arrival.
Oh okay, very good.
Yep. So
well, I appreciate that, and welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and you have a great trip yourself. I'd go back tomorrow, let me tell you.
Alrighty, thanks, Tim. We appreciate the phone call there. Deplaning outside, I've done it once. It was in Houston, and it was, again, like winter time. It was in the airport, and you know what? I didn't hate it. I'll say that when it was nice and sunny outside, and at least you know, even like walking out there to the airplane and boarding up in there. But the problem is, you do that in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt,
right,
and you get back home, and things are a little bit colder. Or conversely, if you're getting on the plane and you're already bundled up in your gear to get back, everyone's staring at you like, yeah, they got a nice long flight back to somewhere. All right, let's head over to Irene, who is in Waukesha. She's got some questions for you about airline procedures. Hey, Irene, you're on WTMJ.
Hi, good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Last February, before you know what hit the fan, my husband and I were planning a trip for our 50th and our daughter and son-in-law turning 40. They're both teachers, so the only time we can do this trip, and it's a cruise, would be spring break. We're traveling with three kids, 10, 7, and 5, and right now with the cruise line, we have up to 30 days prior to cancel without paying, and with the schools that they're both teaching at, if they travel, they're told right now that they need to quarantine for 7 days after they get back. But with the COVID vaccine being out there and everything else, we're still hopeful that we'll be able to get the vaccine and go on this trip and have the wonderful time that we thought we were going to have back in February. But you know how the airline tickets are and everything else. The longer you wait, you know, the riskier it becomes. And I don't know why airlines charge you the highest price when it's, you know, right beforehand. So that's my whole question right now is, getting airline tickets.
Right now, from what I understand, almost every major carrier, and I dare say every major carrier, currently doesn't have any penalties on their tickets. They've waived all of those penalties. So if you buy them, just like Southwest has always done, now the other airlines have gone to this, and they say they're going to do it for a while. If you buy an airline ticket and you don't use it, you don't pay that stiff $200 penalty to make the change anymore. Mm-hmm. You just have the value of the ticket to use. Now, each airline has a different rule about how long you have to use it, but that probably is something that you could do now. I mean, when you feel like exactly like Irene said, these prices just keep going up because the airlines are using what they call a yield management system. Mm-hmm. And as we start selling cheaper and cheaper tickets, they're going to go up. So if, you know, do your due diligence and certainly use a travel professional if you feel so inclined. But it is my understanding that the major carriers right now are still waiving those fees if you buy a ticket.
Beautiful. Thank you for the call, Irene. We appreciate it. It's something that a lot of people are wondering about as they go check out travel right now. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Scott in Sussex is still hanging on. He's wondering about a trip that's coming up next year and if he should go ahead with it or if you should postpone it. A lot of people wondering the same thing. We'll get to that next here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every hour.
State Republicans introducing a slate of new COVID-19 relief bills. One would give parents of students learning from home $371.
Every day.
It could be just a few weeks of that, days away from the FDA approving a vaccine for COVID-19.
The news doesn't stop, and neither do we.
The federal government is again meeting to discuss a possible second stimulus package.
The WTMJ Breaking News Center has you covered.
President Trump has filed a lawsuit in Wisconsin seeking to disqualify more than 221,000 ballots.
News Radio WTMJ.
Hi, I'm Tony Dungy. For over 25 years, Wisconsin Teen Challenge has been successfully helping hurting people. They do this at no cost to the people they help and operate solely on private donations. By donating a car, boat, motorcycle, or real estate to their vehicle donation program, you'll help a young person in desperate need. Please call 1-888-614-HOPE or 414-466-4415 today. May God bless you.
It's time for the holidays, a time for giving, for sharing, for family and friends to come together. And needless to say, the holidays are also a time for saving money. At Festival Foods, we are here for that very reason. No matter what your holiday celebrations call for, you'll find everything you need and more when you shop with us. And with our Price Slice specials, you're sure to save even more money. Festival Foods. Let's holiday.
The War Memorial Center introduces a commemorative ornament honoring the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II, displaying the beautiful mosaic wall created by World War II veteran and artist Edmund Lewandowski. Purchase at warmemorialcenter.org.
This is Bob.
And Mike and Guy from Brillo Home Improvements. You know, gents, I don't know why folks are always out there bagging subcontractors. Because the companies we've chosen to handle certain jobs for us, like plumbing and electrical work, are among the best of the best.
Yeah, we chose them. And for good reason. They're strong links in the chain.
True experts in their field, only known for top quality work.
And I'd venture to say they're one of the reasons why we've won all those awards from NARIC.
When you have good subs as partners, they have an equal loss at stake. Because if they don't cut the mustard, they'll be out of our loop.
And speaking from experience, when you treat them right, they'll just about bend over backwards for you.
So yeah, we use subcontractors.
As many others do.
But be assured, we handpick only those from the top of the heap.
For NARI, award-winning home remodeling.
And about as down-to-earth of an approach as you're going to find.
Call Brillo, and yours could be our next award-winning project.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee.
From the Annex Wealth Management Studios,
this is News Radio WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray with us as well. She is the travel expert. She is answering all your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We got about 5 minutes left in the program. Scott in Sussex has a trip planned, and he wants to know if he can make it happen. Thanks for hanging out, Scott. You're on WTMJ.
Great, thanks. Good morning. Yeah, we have a trip planned for the Cayman Islands in March, and as you know, there's a lot of travel restrictions and not a lot of clear data. How realistic is it that I take that trip in March, or should I be thinking of different options or different trips?
The Cayman Islands, as you said, Scott, have some pretty strict protocol right now. So certainly I think you can continue to move forward as the vaccine is available and maybe things start to loosen up. But at this point in my life and probably moving forward, I'm always going to be much more flexible, ready to pivot, and have a plan B in my back pocket. So
okay,
if you
perfect.
Couldn't go to the Cayman Islands, where would you go?
Oh, that's a good question. Maybe Dominican, like the trip you just went on.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere else in the Caribbean. It's our first trip taking our children out of the country. And unfortunately, last year we were going to do Mexico, and that got canceled, and now came in this year and it's not looking good. So always open to suggestions.
Yeah, and truthfully, the trip I took at the end of September to Cancun, that probably was the easiest and most carefree that I felt about my travel. So keep that in mind, too. But unlike years gone past where you might be out of luck because there just wouldn't be anything available, I don't know that to be true right now. So I probably would keep moving forward with my plans for Cayman and just have that back pocket plan ready.
Oh, I love the idea. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Scott.
It.
Thanks for listening, Scott. Kind of along those same lines, we have a texter from the 920 area code. You and I were talking about this a bit off the air, Rose, but the person says they've got a milestone birthday coming up in February. They had a cruise planned. The cruise has been canceled. They really prefer cruising. They say they're not big beach people. They lived in Florida, been to Hawaii. They've seen that, done that. So they're wondering what they could do for just a couple, low-key, romantic, that kind of thing, but not necessarily the beach vibe that everyone else is looking for. You got any ideas?
Right. Well, so I was thinking to myself, Cancun, yes, it's a beach destination, but as you all know, I'm a lover of all good food. And so we recommend the Charisma properties. And so getting to Cancun right now is super duper easy. And my favorite is El Dorado Royale. The food is gourmet inclusive. It is great wine, great food. They grow much of their food on site hydroponically, so mm-hmm. It's organic. And so we used to think of the steam table food and the buffets
yeah.
and things like that. With COVID, that's just gone by the wayside. But at this particular resort, it never was even a thing. Everything is a la carte. Everything is served to you, that kind of thing. And although it is on a beach, it's not the most outstanding beach I've ever been on by any stretch of the imagination, but I still love the pools. I still love the low-key vibe, mm-hmm. and I still love the great food and great wine choices. So El Dorado Royale in Cancun will be a choice. Another thing you could do if you're not a beach person, you could think in terms of Arizona.
Yeah.
Lots of good high-end resorts there that we could recommend too.
I tend to lean that way myself. I'm good with the beach for 1 or 2 days, but I tend to get a little bit bored with it. My wife and I were planning on doing Europe for our honeymoon, but that obviously got canceled due to COVID-19. So I guess we're kind of in the same boat. Now we're open to suggestions as well, just whatever's out there. So
well, stick around a couple weeks. We can hook you up.
Oh, gross. You're not getting rid of me that easy, okay? I'm staying here for at least a couple more weeks.
All right. Well, we'll talk about your future travel plans. How about that?
Beautiful. We recapped yours. Now we're looking ahead to mine. We got about a minute left in the program, Rose. How can folks get a hold of you guys at Fox World Travel if they have any more questions that they want taken care of?
Okay, so Saturday is 11 to 4. That's 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Our website is full of good information. Want to remind everybody about the Antarctica trip. We have a special guest that's going to be on next week. So if you want to learn more about Antarctica, you won't want to miss that. I am shocked, but pleasantly surprised mm-hmm. at how fast this Antarctica trip is selling.
Yeah.
If you're interested, hesitate no more. Give a call. Get more information. We have a limited number of seats still available on that Antarctica trip for 2022, and we'd love for you to join us. But if you want to learn more about it, make sure you tune in next week.
Awesome. For Rose Gray of Fox World Travel, I appreciate you joining us here on the program today. I don't know if I say sorry you're back. Welcome back,
Thank
I guess.
Thank you. I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I got to travel twice in COVID, and I got to spread the good word of travel on the air, and that's what I wanted to do.
And then you bring back the expertise. That's what everyone's looking for. We appreciate it, Rose. We'll talk again next week on the Fox World Travel Show right here on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Peak Performance for Men is Milwaukee's industry leader in treating ED issues, and they do it naturally, with no pain, no pills, no pumps, and no needles. If you have tried other treatments for erectile dysfunction and think